Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. It is so beautiful up here. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy that you're joining us for our lesson today. Wow. Do you like to enjoy beautiful scenery? You know, there are so many different ways that you can enjoy scenery, right? Recently, I went to Germany, and my wife and I, we took a boat trip out onto a lake called the King's Lake. And it was so beautiful and so peaceful. That was a great way to enjoy the scenery there. Well, the name of our lesson today is Taiwan Cycling Festival. Yes, you can enjoy the beautiful scenery on a bike as well. So what are we going to learn about the Taiwan Cycling Festival? We've got 0K Taiwan, or 0K. That is 0K Taiwan, the Taichung Biking Festival. We've also got the Taiwan KOM Challenge. That is, who is the king of the mountain? All right, friends, open up your magazines and let's enjoy the journey.
Taiwan Cycling Festival. Join the ride. What better way to see Taiwan's magnificent scenery than by bike? During September, October, and November, the Taiwan Cycling Festival provides ample opportunity to bike in beautiful fall weather. The festival's activities satisfy every level of biker, from beginner to professional. 0K Taiwan, Taichung Biking Festival. Taichung kicks off the festival with a wide range of biking events for foreign and local visitors. Their aim is to showcase Taichung's cycling culture, as Taichung has been a key player in the global bicycle industry. Besides various rides and family activities, vendors will display new products and offer great bargains. The festival truly has something for everyone.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 ample 这个形容词。ample 是指充分的或充裕的。例如 ,there's ample room in the dorm to put a pool table. 宿舍里有充裕的空间可以摆一张撞球台。或者是 ,we don't have to rush to any conclusions. We have ample time for further discussion. 我们不需要急着下定论，我们还有充裕的时间可以更多的讨论。或者是 the company has ample funds to develop new products. 这家公司有充裕的资金来发展新产品。接下来我们看的是 kick off 这个片语动词。kick off 是指比赛、事件或者讨论开始。例如 the golf tournament will kick off on May 18, 2018. 这场高尔夫锦标赛会在2018年5月18号开始比赛。或者是 The Broadway show kicked off last spring and has been a sensation ever since. 这出歌舞百老汇的歌舞剧从去年春天开始演出后就造成极大的轰动。Kick off 也指开球。例如 Our school football team kicked off first during the game and scored within the first 10 minutes. 我们的足球校队在比赛中首先开球，而且头十分钟内就进球得分。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Friends, I know you have your magazines open, so let's get right into this section, okay? The name of our lesson, of course, is the Taiwan Cycling Festival. And of course, if it's a festival, that means there's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, of course, at festivals, there is always a lot of fun, and I'm sure there's probably a lot of bikers as well, since this is a cycling festival.Well, right underneath the title, we see the phrase, join the ride. What's that all about?
Well, doesn't that phrase make you want to get involved? When you see this phrase, join the something, actually, this is a great phrase for you to know and for you to use when you want to invite someone or some people to do something with you. You can say, join the ride, like in our lesson.
Or, let's say that there is a group of people playing a game, and you walk by, and someone in the group might say, Hey, you! Come join the game! Or, we're having a lot of fun. Come join the fun.
That's a good point, Rebecca. I often hear that phrase, join the fun. We're having a great time. Friends, thank you for joining us here today. You are here to join the fun.
Oh, yes, because we have a lot of fun here at Studio Classroom, and you're not going to want to miss out. Okay, well, let's continue on with our lesson, our fun lesson. What better way to see Taiwan's magnificent scenery than by bike?
Oh, that is a great question. Now, you see here at the end of this sentence, there's an exclamation mark because this person is excited as they're asking this question, okay? What better way to see Taiwan's scenery than by bike? During September, October, and November, the Taiwan Cycling Festival provides ample opportunity to bike in beautiful fall weather. And if there's ample opportunity, that means there are plenty of chances to go biking.
And we read the festival's activities satisfy every level of biker, from beginner to professional. So if you think, oh no, I'm just a beginner biker, I can't go, don't worry, there's something for you too.
And that's really cool to know because, you know, big bike races like the Tour de France, that is only for professional bikers, even though other people might be interested in getting involved. But friends, this Taiwan Cycling Festival is for anybody, bikers of any level.
And let's look at the next part of our lesson. Mm-hmm. It is part of the bike. It's another type of biking festival, the 0K Taiwan Taichung Biking Festival. That does look like OK, but it's a 0K. And of course, this festival takes place in Taichung. Taichung kicks off the festival with a wide range of biking events for foreign and local visitors. And their aim is to showcase Taichung's cycling culture, as Taichung has been a key player in the global biking industry.
And there are some things we want to talk about in this sentence. First of all, you see this word aim. This could be used in different ways, but in our lesson, it means goal or purpose, okay? So their aim or purpose, their goal is to showcase Taichung's cycling culture, as Taichung has been a key player.
And for example, the way that you can use this is, here at Studio Classroom, our aim is to encourage students like you all to learn English.
Well, Rebecca, I think that you are a key player here at Studio Classroom.
Oh, and I like that phrase, key player. It's straight from our lesson.
That's right. We read in our lesson that Taichung has been a key player. Now, when I think of the word player, I think of a person, like maybe a star, a really important person on a team, right? On that basketball team, he is a key player. But in our lesson, we see that a place can also be a key player.
That's right. So it doesn't just involve a person. It could be a place as well. Besides various rides and family activities, vendors will display new products and offer great bargains. The festival truly has something for everyone.
And if you want to emphasize that something really does something, you could use this word truly. You could say the festival has something for everyone, or you could say the festival truly has something for everyone.
Or today has truly been an amazing day.
Very nice. Well, hey, at a cycling festival, will there be bicyclists or cyclists?
Ah, that's a great question. Well, let's learn more about those words in the
InfoCloud.
Hello friends, welcome to InfoCloud. We all know that the word bike is short for bicycle. So naturally, a biker is a bicycle rider, right?
Well, bike is also a short form of motorbike. So a biker, to most people, is a motorcycle rider, especially when the word is given without any context.
So what's the term that clearly refers to a bicycle rider? Well, if you ride a bicycle, you can call yourself a bicyclist.
Now, there's also the term cyclist, which refers to someone who's into cycling. And cycling is a short form of bicycling.
So by definition, bicyclist and cyclist are the same. However, there is a certain connotation that comes with the word cycling. When I hear cycling, I think of Tour de France or very serious bicycling.
Most everyday people who ride a bike tend not to think of themselves as cyclists, which more often is a word that applies to professionals and people more serious about riding than they are.
Right. A cyclist refers to a roadie or someone who rides a road bike. And the person is always dressed in a skin-tight jersey, maybe covered in logos, and wears a teardrop helmet.
Bicyclist, on the other hand, is more encompassing. It includes anyone who rides a bicycle for transportation or pleasure. A bicyclist may be wearing street clothes when he rides his bike, but not a cyclist.
脚踏车是 bicycle, 那骑脚踏车的人应该叫什么呢？也许你觉得脚踏车也叫 bike, 那 biker 不也可以表示脚踏车骑士吗？其实 biker 在美国一般指的是摩托车骑士，因为 bike 是 motorbike 的简称。另外还有一个字是 cyclist, 这个字你如果查字典也会看到是脚踏车骑士，但 cyclist 会让人联想到专业的公路车骑士，像是参加环法自行车赛的选手。如果你是要形容每天骑脚踏车的通勤族或是上菜市场的单车骑士，一般不会用 cyclist 这个字。 bicyclist 是一个比较广泛形容脚踏车骑士的字。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, you know, Taiwan really does have some magnificent scenery. And what better way to enjoy this scenery than by bike? And what better time of year than during the Taiwan Cycling Festival? So, Taichung kicks off this festival with something for everybody. But what if you want more of a challenge? What if you want to become the king of the mountain? Let's find out about this next.
Taiwan Cycling Festival. Taiwan KOM Challenge. The Taiwan King of the Mountain KOM Challenge draws professional cyclists from around the world.It's considered one of the most difficult and beautiful uphill routes to cycle. It begins on the coast near Hualien and cuts through the gorgeous landscape of the Taroko Gorge. Cyclists then begin the strenuous climb up Hehuan Mountain to Wuling, the peak of Taiwan's highest passable road. Bikers go from sea level to a height of 3,275 meters.Amazing!
OK, 继续我们看 Gorge 这个名词。Gorge 是指峡谷，通常是由水冲刷而成的。例如 ,The railroad spirals up the gorge all the way to the top of the mountain. 这个观光火车环绕着峡谷而上，一直到山顶。或者是 The steep gorge has beautiful scenery, but it's difficult to access. 这个陡峭的峡谷风景非常美丽，但是非常难进入。Gorge 也可以当动词，意思指狼吞虎咽。例如 ,The boys gorge themselves on pizzas and hamburgers after football practice. 这些男生练完足球后狂吃了一大堆的 pizza 跟汉堡。最后我们看的是 strenuous 这个形容词。strenuous 是指费力的或者是耗尽体力的。例如 patients with heart conditions should avoid strenuous exercise. 心脏病患要避免从事过度激烈的运动。或者是 the strenuous preparation finally paid off. The wedding was perfect. 辛苦的预备终于有了回报，这场婚礼办得非常完美。 或者是 despite strenuous efforts, we didn't win the bid. 尽管我们很努力，但是没有赢得这个标案。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Brent, are you up for a challenge? Now, I'm not talking about joining us here at Studio Classroom, although I do think that it can be slightly difficult to learn some new words sometimes, but you're doing a great job. However, I'm talking about the King of the Mountain Challenge. Rebecca, do you think you would like to join this King of the Mountain Challenge?
Let me see. I really enjoy biking.
Yes.
And I really enjoy challenges. Yes, you bet I would enjoy the King of the Mountain Challenge.
Well, we read on here, friends, that the Taiwan King of the Mountain, or KOM Challenge, draws professional cyclists from around the world. Now, that little word draw, I usually think of an artist using a pencil or a paintbrush to draw something. However, in our lesson, this word draw means to attract.
That's right. And this reminds me of different concerts or different music festivals, but specifically Hillsong concert. Have you ever heard of a Hillsong concert?
I have seen Hillsong.
In concert?
At their church.
Oh, you have?
In Australia.
No way.
Yes.
Well, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Hillsong is a musical band, right? And their concerts draw a lot of people.
Yes, they certainly do. I think that's one of the reasons a lot of people are drawn to that church is because of the music that they can experience there. Well, friends, how else can you use this word? What draws you to something? Maybe you are a cyclist and you are drawn to this King of the Mountain Challenge.
That's a really good point. Well, let's continue on. It's considered one of the most difficult and beautiful uphill routes to cycle. It begins on the coast near Hualien and cuts through the gorgeous landscape of the Taroko Gorge. I love the Taroko Gorge. I love Hualien. I would love to go on a bike ride that cuts through the Taroko Gorge.
Well, you know, Rebecca, mm-hmm. for me, I think it would be a challenge for sure. But we do see this phrase here, friends, to cut through. Okay, so this road, this route, it cuts through. That means this path is going through something. And if you look at it from the top, it looks like it is cutting through this area.
And speaking of to cut through, mm-hmm. this reminds me of one time I went to the store, and I actually like to cut through the park in order to get to the store.
So you don't like to go around the park? You like to cut through the park?
Yeah, I like to cut through the park because then I can see all the children playing on the playground, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of greenery. It's actually much more beautiful.
It's more beautiful?
Yes.
It's probably a lot faster, too, right? It's like
a
shortcut.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. Well, friends, as you heard us talking about, you could use the opposite, maybe, is to go around something. You could bicycle around Hualien, or you could cut through Hualien. You could cut through going through the Taroko Gorge, which is a beautiful pass.
Well, let's continue learning. We read, cyclists then begin the strenuous climb up Hehuan Mountain to Wuling, the peak of Taiwan's highest passable road.
And friends, you might enjoy learning this word, strenuous. Mm. If something is strenuous, it requires great effort and a lot of energy. Yes, this does sound like a strenuous bike ride.
So you can say that the bike ride is strenuous. Mm-hmm. You could say a hike is very strenuous. Or you could say it isn't very strenuous. But this bike ride sounds extremely, extremely strenuous because you have to pass through the highest passable road.
That's right. So passable is another word from this sentence. If a road is passable, that means you can use it to pass through to the other side.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we read, bikers go from sea level to a height of 3,275 meters. Amazing. Well, perhaps you're not ready for a bike challenge, but maybe you're ready for the
SC Challenge.
So today, joining us for the SC Challenge is Brandon. Hey, welcome, Brandon.
It's great to be here, Rebecca.
How are you feeling today about the SU Challenge?
I'm feeling up for the challenge.
Excellent. Well, today's lesson is about biking. Do you enjoy biking?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, but I like to run more than bike, but I bike from time to time.
I still think you'll enjoy today's lesson. Let's see how well you know today's lesson.
All right.
By seeing if you can answer these questions. First question. According to the lesson, what is the best way to see Taiwan? A, by bike. B, by car. C, by train. Or D, by plane.
I'm going to go with A, by bike.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You are correct.
Yes.
Good job, Brandon. You got 1 point.
All right.
Well, let's move on to question two. Which city has played a key role in the global biking industry? A, Taipei. B, Tainan. C, Taichung. Or D, Jiayi.
I'm going to say Taipei.
A, Taipei. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's not correct. The correct answer is C, Taichung. Yes. Since you enjoy biking, you should check out Taichung.
I should.
Great place.
All right.
Well, last question. Number three. Where does the KOM Bike Challenge begin? Is it A, Taichung? B, Hualien? C, Taipei? Or D, Tainan?
I'm going to guess Tainan.
Tainan. D, Tainan. Are you sure?
No, but that's what I'm going to go with.
That's what you're going to go with? Well, I'm sorry, Brandon. That's not correct.
Oh, no.
The correct answer is B, Hualien.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Okay, that was your second choice, right? Well, friends, how well did you answer those questions? Not bad, Brandon. 1 out of 3. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
All right, so Rebecca, when was the last time you went on a bike ride?
I think it was just a couple weeks ago, actually.
Okay.
We went a few miles.
Just a few miles?
It wasn't very strenuous. It was very relaxed, beautiful.
Well, maybe we should get on a team together and prepare to go on a big, strenuous, challenging bike ride like the one in our lesson.
Hey, Gabe, I think that's a great idea. You can count me in.
No, you can't count me in. I take that back. I think I want to do something a little more relaxing, like the Formosa 900.
Oh, we're going to learn about that tomorrow, so make sure you join us right here on Studio Classroom.